It's Friday, August 31st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in Nigeria face some of the greatest violence in the world for their faith. On Tuesday, Muslim Fulani herdsmen raided villages in the country's Plateau state, killing 7 people and destroying houses and churches. Militants burned Pastor Adamu Gwangwurum and his family alive, reports International Christian Concern. Meanwhile, the Nigerian government has done nothing to protect Christians against the widespread violence. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria, Africa. A recent study by Pew Research looked at where Christians pray and attend church most often and consider religion important in their lives. Countries in sub-Saharan Africa topped the list, with 75% of Christians saying religion is very important to them. The lowest levels of Christian practice were found across Europe, closer to 10%. The U.S. was an outlier in terms of high-income countries, with 2/3 of Christians saying religion was very important to them. The popular West Coast fast food chain In-N-Out Burger is drawing fire from California Democrats after donating $25,000 to the California Republican Party. California Democratic Party Chairman Eric Bauman called for an immediate boycott. The Christian, family-owned hamburger chain is known for including Bible verses on their burger wrappers and drink cups. Business Insider reports that the wrapper for the famous Double Double lists Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." President Donald Trump is ready to impose $200 billion more in tariffs on China, reports Reuters. The world's two largest economies have already applied $50 billion in tariffs on each other's goods in a trade war. Talks between the two countries last week ended without easing tensions. On Wednesday, the California State Assembly passed Senate Bill 320, requiring California public universities to provide chemical abortion pills for students on campus. The bill calls this murder in the womb a quote-unquote constitutional right for women to get abortions, quote, as early in pregnancy as possible, end quote. Proverbs 1:16 says, "For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." Schools in Israel are back in session this week. Interestingly, most students are not taught about Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, reports the Times of Israel. The country's education ministry is encouraging teachers to focus on other topics in biology. More members of Generation Z, those born after 1995, are giving up social media, according to a survey from U.S. marketing firm Hill Holliday. Half of those surveyed, who came after the millennials or Generation Y, said they had dropped or were considering dropping at least one social media platform. And finally, Psalm 116 verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Pro-life witness and high school football star Jeremiah Thomas went to be with the Lord on Sunday after battling an aggressive type of bone cancer this year. Jeremiah is the son of Rusty Thomas, the director of the pro-life organization Operation Save America. Jeremiah's dying wish, made to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, was for the murder of unborn babies to end in his home state. The website JeremiahStrong.com shared a message from Jeremiah shortly before his death.
"I've lost my hair, my ability to walk, the sensation in my legs and back, and my football career. But I haven't lost my faith in open God. In fact, my faith in Him has been strengthened. I've grown so much closer to my Savior, knowing full well that my life is in His hands."
Jeremiah made a call to this generation to leave behind the culture of death and immorality and be reconciled to God in Christ.
"It is my sincere prayer that you will take my words to heart and be reconciled to the Lord through the merits of Jesus Christ. May God's kingdom come and His will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name."
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 31st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.